Despite being well represented in the workforce, Latinos have lagged behind the rest of the country when it comes to health insurance. Before the Affordable Care Act, nearly one out of three adult Latinos lacked coverage. But the health care law is changing that. Now, as Republicans work on a replacement, some worry those gains might be short-lived. KJZZ's Will Stone reports.
Walk into one of Via del Sol's clinics, and English may not be the first language you hear.
All of our medical assistants are bilingual.
That's Angela Flores, Chief Development Officer for the Community Health Center, which was founded in the 70s to serve the Valley's Latino community.
Even the design of our facilities, if you look at our patient rooms, they're larger than most, with more seats than most, because we understand intuitively that with a Latino family, they're not just going to bring one other person.
This clinic in Central Phoenix has expanded recently, as their patient load has doubled under the Affordable Care Act. And many of those newly insured are Latino. In Arizona, their uninsured rate has fallen from 30% to 17%. One of those now covered is Virginia Valenzuela. After decades of steady employment, a shoulder injury, then a botched surgery forced her to stop working. She's now on Medicaid.
I didn't want to do it, but I've gotten to the point where I basically need it.
Valenzuela's been coming to Via del Sol for 3 years, ever since Arizona expanded Medicaid using extra funding tied to the ACA that allowed low-income single adults like Valenzuela to enroll. But so far, all the Republican replacement bills would phase out the expansion, ending coverage for more than 400,000.
I still have this injury. What if this insurance is pulled out from under me and I do have to go back to work? I may not even be able to afford insurance.
And about half of those on Medicaid in Arizona, nearly a million people, are Latino. Republicans in the Senate have proposed deep cuts to the program that could eventually cost Arizona $7 billion and would likely force the state to reduce benefits and who's covered.
We have seen specific gains in amount of Hispanic patients that have been able to come into our offices and be covered.
Dr. Pedro Rodriguez Gugieri practices family medicine in Phoenix and is on the board of the Arizona Latino Medical Association. Affordability, that's the main reason his patients have foregone health care, he says. But cultural differences are a factor, too.
They're afraid that they're going to bother somebody or be a burden. You'd be surprised how many come and say, I'm sorry that I have to use this service.
That misconception can be overcome, he says, but
it begins with coverage. Once there's coverage, they can come and we can talk.
Despite historic gains under the ACA, Latinos still make up a disproportionate number of those without insurance. Naomi Lopez-Bauman with the Goldwater Institute blames the ACA for focusing too much on coverage and not access. She spoke via Skype.
Hispanics tend to be younger and healthier than the rest of the population. They don't see a value in paying for a product that they probably won't use, especially when there is not necessarily a really direct connection to the provider.
She says many have seasonal jobs without insurance, while others prefer to go to a nearby pharmacist or retail clinic, not a traditional provider.
There are a lot of different complex reasons why people are uninsured. I don't think that the Affordable Care Act has really been a good fit for a lot of these populations.
Bauman doesn't support any of the Republican bills, but she does favor capping Medicaid spending in exchange for more state flexibility. With less federal oversight, states can deliver health care in new ways, she says. But Sarah Collins with the Commonwealth Fund says it's not that Latinos aren't interested in getting covered.
Latinos started out higher in terms of uninsured rates than both whites and blacks. They just have a lot further to go.
Plus, the ACA excludes undocumented immigrants. Still, Collins believes more Latinos will sign up if they're aware of what's available.
You can't overstate the importance of outreach and enrollment activity on the part of federal and state governments.
In fact, their research found most of those who are still uninsured think they can't afford insurance, even though the majority should be eligible for Medicaid or Marketplace subsidies. Angela Flores of Via del Sol says they're making inroads in these harder-to-reach communities. But if the ACA is repealed,
what we're seeing is the possibility of a 35% cut. That for Via would be devastating.
And so too for the patients who have come to rely on their services. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And you're listening to The Show.